like one. I can't feel the sun pushing into my heart. All I can hear is the dusty darkness telling me I'm the one. When to start and when to finish what I've begun. This is what life's about, and you know I can't do it alone. 'Cause I take my time and I try to shine when you know that we can grow.
Living life.
This is what love's about, and you know what's in my heart. 'Cause I'm going around and I feel way down when you know that we can't start
living like one.
I can't feel the sun pushing into my
to me 2 or 3 times in my youth. I heard somebody witness and it hit me like the truth. I tried to compromise what I had heard to no avail. The words occurred and reoccurred, grew on me like a tale.
Holy Hannah, Jesus was right. Holy Hannah, Jesus was right.
I thought I'd give this thing a try, I had nothing to lose. It promised me better life, it sounded like
like slam bam, thank you ma'am. I've given up on red eye, gave the fiddler my dram. I'm gonna sing some refrain from that where you want it to. 'Cause Jesus says you reap just what you sow, you know that's true.
Holy Hannah, Jesus was right. Holy Hannah, Jesus was right.
It's been about a year now since I've gone and changed my ways.
Holy Hannah, Jesus was right. Holy Hannah.
Funnig Express Radio Show on the House of Prog.
I'm gonna say it's a miss on this one. I have not heard this album. I've had it in my collection probably, I don't know, maybe, let's have a look, a couple of years at least. I've never got around. It cost me $13, and this is what it looks like. And I'm gonna say I don't like it. It is. I do that. I do. I will play albums that I've never heard before. And it's on Reprise Records, or Reprise. And it doesn't really say too much about it. And I need new glasses because I can't read that. But it is kind of that country kind of rock kind of, I don't know, hillbilly. There's a sense of hillbilly in there, I think. But I'm not digging it, man, as they might have said back in 1981. Definitely not into this. And I'm going to actually, for the first time ever, I am going to kind of say I made a bad choice for music today. And yeah, I'm going to skip a couple of tracks because I already took one of the Level 42 tracks out. And I love Level 42. So I'm going to throw a Level 42 track back into the mix and play one more track from this album. The band's name is 30 Days Out. I can't find very little about it, and I can't read what's on the back of this album because my eyes are shot. I can see names: Jim Dickinson, keyboards, John McCallie, vocals and guitars, Monty Melnick, bass, Jack Malkin, lead guitar, vocals, Phil Lowe, drums. So, yeah. Recorded at A&M Studios, Los Angeles. And it sounds exactly like that you would expect to see on Reprise Records and from A&M. So I always thought A&M and Reprise was Warner, but I may be mistaken. Anyway, let's do one more track, and then we're going to go into our Level 42. The tracks you've heard so far are Taking the Chance, Holy Hannah, Living Like One, Home on the Road, Mama, Come See Me Tonight, and Everybody's Looking for Something. Now, I did listen to the very first track a few years ago, and I thought that was going to be more like it, but it's not, and it's not that good. Anyway, this is a track called Forever, 30 Days Out. Up next is Level 42 from the debut album from August 1981, just before I came to live in Canada. How about that? Right, let's get on with 30 Days Out.
listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog.
You don't want me to